of the Nurse and Midwife. 2020 is Florence Nightingale's bicentennial year, designated by the World Health Organization as the first ever global year of the nurse and midwife. Nurses and midwives make up the largest numbers of the NHS workforce. They are highly skilled, multifaceted professionals from a host of backgrounds that represent our diverse communities. As nurses of LPT, 2020 is your time to reflect on these skills, the commitment and the expert clinical care you bring, and the impact you make on the lives of so many. To celebrate you, we decided to put together a number of podcasts. The podcasts feature a number of LPT colleagues who wanted to share their nursing journey with us. We know there are so many inspirational stories. This podcast features Sam Screeton from LD, Emma Baum from FYPC, and Sarah Lowe from the CHS service.
So my name's Sam Screeton. I'm a learning disability primary care liaison nurse for Leicestershire Partnership Trust, and I work within the FYPC and LD part of the service. So I've been a learning disability nurse, qualified in 2001, and worked the early part of my career with Leicestershire Partnership Trust, and then went away and came back. And I came back about 11 years ago I rejoined the trust from the primary care trust as it was. So my job has changed quite a lot since COVID-19. We have always worked quite remotely and often worked from home, but now we are doing all of that from home. So it's meaning that we're a small team of three primary care liaison nurses. So we don't see each other very often. So we're having to really rely on the technology. We're having to do all of our meetings over Microsoft Teams, which has been challenging and interesting. And yeah, just finding new ways really to communicate with people. So it's taken a little while to get used to that way of working, but actually now it's been happening for long enough to feel a bit more normal, really. So I think the biggest achievement for me through my nursing journey has been managing to complete my MSc in specialist nursing. So it's something that I started in 2013, and then through the course of the time that I was studying, I had two periods of maternity leave, so I had two children, came back to work in between, and managed to finish my MSc whilst working full time and having two small children who are now 3 and 5. So I finished my study journey last year, which felt like a really big achievement for me. So I think any advice for colleagues or someone who's thinking about starting their nursing journey, it's probably the best thing that you could do in terms of a career, in terms of a sense of purpose as a person. So, you know, being a nurse is incredibly important to me, and it's something that perhaps we don't talk about enough, and especially being a learning disability nurse. I think a learning disability nurse is someone that people are not quite sure who you are and what you do. And then when you work alongside colleagues, and particularly in my job as a primary care liaison nurse, where I work with GPs predominantly, it's that real kind of MDT approach, and it really makes a difference. So I think it's a fabulous career, and it's one that I'm still very passionate and still very engaged with after 19 years.
So my name's Emma Baum, and I am currently a clinical team lead within the CAMHS outpatients within CAMHS in FYPC. And this is a little bit of information about my journey within Leicestershire Partnership NHS Trust. And it's a journey that I didn't think that I would ever take. And what I mean by that is from when I was young, I always aspired to be a teacher. That's what I wanted to do, and that's where I wanted to be. Nowhere in my plans was the thought of becoming a nurse. To me, nursing was about mending broken bones and mending people's heads and looking after people's hearts. And actually, I do that, but in a slightly different way. So my journey started when I was at Sainsbury's, when I was 17 years old, and I met a friend who advised me to become, apply to become a healthcare support worker. Her mum was a ward matron, I think at Herrick Ward at the time, and I was getting bored of working at Sainsbury's. And so she kind of wafted the Leicester Mercury into my face and said, apply for this job, you'll really enjoy it, I'm applying. So I did. And that's where my nursing journey began. I went for the interview, secured a healthcare support worker post as a within the elderly directorate. So my first ward was Wakeley Ward at the Evington Centre, and I absolutely loved it. And all them thoughts of wanting to be a teacher kind of left. And I was happy helping to support the elderly population. And it was quite challenging at times too, but it was a good challenge. So from there, the staff were really, really supportive and encouraged me to apply to do my diploma, HE, in mental health. So I did that. And going through my university days was quite interesting, and you get to see lots of wards and meet lots of people, very aspiring people, people that you really take to heart, and people that you work with who inform your practice as a clinician. And I'm so grateful and thankful for them, for those experiences. At the end of my training, I actually fell pregnant with my son, who is now 14. It was at the end of my training that I went to be a student within CAMHS in the inpatient unit, which was Oakham House at the time. And I absolutely loved it, working with young people and families, helping them through really, really difficult times, being there to support them. And just knowing that actually to help that young person and that family made a difference. And I think that's one of the things why we do what we do, is to help make a difference to people that are struggling and that are affected by mental health or other difficulties that are going on in their life. And that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us doing the job that we do. And it's a job that I never thought I would do, but it's a job that I absolutely love and I'm very, very passionate about. So I became a healthcare support worker whilst waiting for my PIN to come through. I then went on maternity leave and came back to being a band five within the CAMHS inpatient unit. I was there for a couple of years. I did lots of different training. So I was so privileged to be able to do that. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about working within LPT, within the NHS. There's always training opportunities to enhance your skills and your clinical practice. So I did family therapy training. And that actually helped me to secure a position as a community psychiatric nurse within the CAMHS outpatient team. And I never thought, all the way through, I never thought, oh, I'll go anywhere else. I'll just kind of settle and I'm happy at the banding that I was. But then, you know, I kind of got a little bit of itchy feet and wanted to push myself a little bit more. So I did, and I became a CPN. Absolutely loved it, working with the young people and parents again, working with new colleagues and colleagues that I'd worked with for many, many years, learning, adapting, enhancing my skills. I then, after a number of years, became a senior clinical nurse within that role, which again, my skill set adapted to, but it just meant that I kept learning, which was really, really good. And I think that's something that we all do, is that we have this want to keep learning to make sure that our clinical skills are the best they could be. So I kept learning, and I became that senior clinical nurse. And last year, or just over a year ago now, I applied for the clinical team lead post within CAMHS Outpatients, and I secured that position, and I continue to learn to this day. So there's always new challenges coming through. There's ways of adapting, but there's so much positivity, and the team that I work in are absolutely wonderful in that we all pull together, especially through this uncertain time of COVID. So that's my nursing journey, and I'm really happy and fulfilled in the current role that I'm in, and I sit here today and say, you know, I couldn't imagine doing anything else, but I guess we don't know where life's going to take us, and I guess we don't know what's around the corner, but what I do know is that as a nurse, my core skills are a nurse, and I will always be a nurse at heart, and that's something I never thought I would be saying, especially at the age of 17, when nursing really didn't even enter my mind of my future. So that's my journey. And all through that, so I was a single parent as well. So right from when I was pregnant on the ward as a student, right from the off, I've always been a single parent. So, you know, managing shifts and working, it's been a struggle, but I've done it, and I'm proud of myself for that. And it also shows my son the ethos of working. So I'm hoping that he will have that as he gets older. And actually, my son's got additional needs as well. So, you know, it's been a bit of a challenge, but we do it, and we work, and we're resilient, and we get through, and it helps to be creative in managing situations, I think. COVID-19, so obviously that's the big thing at the moment that's hit the whole of the NHS and everywhere else. And I think one thing that I am super proud of is actually the stories of how amazing staff groups have been, not just my, you know, the staff group that I work alongside, my colleagues and within FYPC or within CAMHS, but actually across the board, how everybody's pulled together, whether they've had to be redeployed, whether they're working in very, very different ways. And it's just astounding, actually, that as an organisation, we rise to challenges, whatever we're faced with, we rise to, we look at ways of making it work, and we go with it, and we adapt along the way. And I think that it's absolutely wonderful the way that we can do that. And I know it's not easy, and I know it's hard, and I know that staff have been pushed to their limits. But with that support from each other, and with you know, knowing that we're all together in it, I think makes such a big difference. Talking from a clinical team lead perspective, I guess I would say that, you know, it's been very fast paced. There's been lots of changes, but again, the staff, that my colleagues, the people that we work alongside, whether that's our domestic staff, whether that's going up to more senior leadership team, everybody's been working tirelessly to make sure that the service continues to run for our young people, for our adults that utilise the service. So, not, you know, it's not just CAMHS, it's the adult services, it's the early services. Everybody's been working tirelessly to make sure that these services continue to run to help support the individuals that need them. And I think that's just amazing, because my goodness me, has there been a lot of adaptations to make, you know, going from seeing people face to face to actually doing more phone calls to then going to video platforms to do assessments. It's been amazing, and it's been astounding how people have kept everything going. And actually, I'm really, really privileged and really, really proud to be a part of the NHS and to be a part of teams working together and really rising up to the challenge. And I think that that's one of the things that we do so well. We rise to challenges and we tackle them and we move it forward. So my biggest achievement throughout my nursing journey, well, I think it's all of it, really. You know, my story of not wanting to be a nurse and then falling into it to get to where I am today. I am really proud that I've been able to do that and be able to offer my son stability, and I've been able to enhance my skills and my clinical skills all the way through, really. For me, I think when I was pregnant, I couldn't actually do my cap and gown for graduation. I just had my son. So I missed that when I secured my diploma HE in mental health. But actually, I got to do that beginning of 2019 after securing a degree. And what was lovely about that was that I was able to take my son with me, so that he could share that moment with me. And for me, my whole journey, I am proud of my whole journey through my nursing career. I'm proud of. I'm extremely proud to be a mental health nurse. But I think, you know, the pinnacle is that kind of being able to share that with my son. And, you know, for my son to actually turn around to me and say that he was proud of me, and you know, that as a parent, or even as just as a person in my own right, is just to have somebody to say you're proud, you know, of what you've achieved, it is really lovely. But it was extra special because it was my son. He was only 12 at the time, and it was just lovely. It was lovely to share that journey with him. If I had any advice to give to somebody who was thinking about starting their nursing journey, I'd just say do it. You know, don't think about it too hard. Just do it, because opportunities come up, and you know, we don't know what life holds. We don't know where we're going to be from one day to the next. Although I do at the moment, because obviously I'm mostly at the Valentine Centre Monday to Friday. But in our journeys of life, I think you've just got to take the opportunities as they come, and don't be afraid to do it. And don't be afraid to push yourself. Don't be afraid to take opportunities. Don't be afraid to do something that puts you out of your comfort zone. Because actually, that's the way that we grow. That's the way that we enhance ourselves, our skills. We meet amazing people and we learn. And I think, you know, life is all about learning. So my advice would be just do it and just take that chance.
My name is Sarah Lowe and I'm currently working as Transformation Lead in Community Health Services within Leicestershire Partnership Trust. And my current job is working on the Ageing Well programme that LLR have been selected to be an accelerator site for. So I started my nursing career as a student nurse in 1992, and when I qualified, I worked as a staff nurse on a very busy medical ward in London, and was very lucky because they were quite short staffed, so I got a lot of opportunities very early on in my nursing career. So I was given opportunities to study quite early on, and have seen the benefit of studying additional modules as a nurse. After 3 years working there, I managed to get two promotions in that time on that ward. I then went and worked in the community as a staff nurse. So took a lower grade, then it was a D grade, took a lower grade role and worked in the community. So I had community and hospital experience, and then moved back up to Leicestershire in 1999. and started work as a staff nurse at St Luke's Hospital, and worked there for 4 or 5 years and then went into the community, and I've been in the community ever since. I've had loads of opportunities in nursing, loads of opportunities to study. So I've done a postgraduate degree, which I was fortunate in NHS leadership. I am currently studying a master's in quality and safety in healthcare. And these are opportunities that LPT have given me. I've met endless people in my 27 years as a nurse, across all walks of the healthcare service. I'm constantly amazed at the resilience and the adaptability of staff within the NHS. And during COVID, I was asked to be a sister on a surge ward, which was a bit of a, maybe take a step back and reflect, because I hadn't worked on a ward for a very long time. However, I had a very, very good deputy ward sister with me, Julie Neville, and on the ward opposite, a very good deputy ward sister stepping up, Claire Holmes, and they had the hospital experience, I'd got the leadership experience, so it worked really well, and we had a really good team going with the three of us there, and supported a lot of redeployed staff from FYPC who were coming to work on the wards, who had different levels of experience within adult care, and different levels of anxiety about what they were being asked to do. So our focus was very much on supporting the staff to feel comfortable about working on the wards. And then as it was, thankfully, that capacity wasn't needed. And I then was asked to support the staff antibody testing service. So we set up the clinic model that we ran that for, and we did that for 6 weeks and then did some additional sessions. I think the one thing that COVID has taught me is that there are so many people in the trust that you just do not get to meet normally. And I've met people from different directorates, different teams, different services that I would never have come into contact with in normal circumstances. And I'm amazed at the resilience people have had through this and the way that the trust has adapted to the different changes that have been necessary. So the technological solutions for a start has been amazing, but just the compassion and care and the updates that we get from colleagues that I have around the country. We've had really good information through our communication network, so that's been really good. I think my biggest achievement was probably doing my postgrad cert in healthcare leadership, because I was a single parent with three young boys at the time, and it was a challenge working full-time, being a mum and doing my college course, my university course, but I got through it and I passed it with merit, and I'm really proud of that. And so far with my quality and safety masters, I've completed the first year and I've got through that, and I've done well through the modules through that, again, working full time and having three boys on my own. So that's been really good. And if I was to give advice to somebody about thinking, starting the nursing journey, do it. It's a fantastic opportunity. You have so many opportunities, doors are opened in so many different ways, you meet so many different people, and I think we underestimate the staff that we work with and the people that we work with and the abilities that they have. I think recognising those people that aren't qualified as well and the attributes they bring to the service and the care that they deliver to patients is amazing. And all the support staff, people forget that the NHS is not just clinicians, it's all the people in the background, and I can't do my job without all those people. So I think nursing's opened doors that I wouldn't have had the opportunity for, and I don't know how to do anything else. I've never done anything else, so I don't know how to do anything else.